Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and we were just having a little fun at the expense of our favorite Concordia language villages, but I'm joined now on stage by one of the actual people who manage Concordia language villages near Bemidji. Here she is, Jennifer Spear Hearn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Opa.
Opa, yeah.
Bonjour and
bonjour. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Aaron. Je suis un grand écureuil.
Écureuil. J'adore les écureuils.
Yeah, je voudrais une salade.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah, squirrels do eat salads.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of squirrels.
Yeah, me too. Not lambs, though. But no. What? Sorry. What happens now? What happens at a Concordia language village? We painted a picture. Maybe you can tell us the true story.
Well, there aren't cleavers, but we have a lot of fun. We have a blast. We are a summer camp in the beautiful Northwoods of the Bemidji area and on the lakes here, and we have 50. We have kids come to us from over 50 states and 25 countries to learn one of 15 different languages. That's a lot of numbers.
It is a lot of numbers.
And it's a lot of languages, from Arabic to Swedish.
Wow. And how are these villages different? Obviously, the languages are different, but how are the villages different?
Well, the way we teach a language is through cultural activities, not necessarily in food trucks, but we have a lot of fun activities like dancing and the sports of the cultures, of the countries, of the languages. When kids come to us, they have a passport, and they do trade in their dollars for yen or euros or pesos, depending on the country there of the language. And they do things that are important to the cultures of those languages. We do talk about sustainability in Carlson in 15 different languages. In French, it's développement durable. So we learn about what's important to those cultures, right?
Now, Americans don't typically learn foreign languages. I may have betrayed that my high school French is a little shaky these days.
No. Très bien fait.
Okay, very good. Well, you're very kind. But what's the advantage to learning a second language?
Lots of advantages. And as you said, it's too bad. Americans are missing out. Many are. But the number one would be makes you smarter. It helps in your memory and your attention skills and even math skills. And number two, you're really learning to communicate. When you're trying to express yourself in another language, you're really concerned about whether or not you're being understood. So you want to know, what is that person thinking and what's important to that person? How are they going to understand what I'm saying? So you're really thinking about the two-way process of communication, and you're learning to build relationships. So kids out there at the language villages, we're playing together, but we're learning to get along. And we're learning to build relationships with people that are different from us.
Your camps teach Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, a lot of the languages that people hear about on the news, maybe they don't understand. What do you think people could learn from the kids who attend those camps?
I think the kids from ages 7 to 18 would probably tell you that they've learned that there are really cool things about the cultures of these languages that go way beyond what they see in the news of any turmoil that's happening in the world. They learn that people love to dance, people love to sing, people love to make really great foods. And they learn that people really have the basic needs that we do all over the world. They're more similar than they are different.
That's Jennifer Spear Hearn from the Concordia Language Villages.